Driven by Purpose is turning 50, 50 episodes strong. We're going to talk about all we've accomplished today on Driven by Purpose.
This is Driven by Purpose, a show about finding your purpose, building fulfilling careers, and helping people with disabilities live better lives. Hosted by three men who've lived it and are here to help you do the same. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Clean Logic, a leading bath and skincare company and a true pioneer in creating inclusive workplaces and increasing employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Driven by Purpose. Not just any episode, our 50th episode. We made it to 50, everybody. Shout out to our fearless leaders, Isaac Shapiro and Mike Gesser, the co-founders of the Inspiration Foundation and Clean Logic, and also the reason we're here. Guys, shout out to you guys. Thank you for basically creating this whole platform and everything you've done to get us to this point. 50 episodes, man. That's pretty amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Evan, for making us look good and getting us up on here and making it happen. This has been a team effort. So excited to be at 50. And we got Fred behind the scenes as well. So I'm like very excited for this episode.
Mike, when you think about the 50 episodes we've knocked out so far, what comes to mind as the most impactful for you so far?
So I would say personally impactful and then outwardly impactful. I think from a personal standpoint, it gives me a way to talk about my experiences as a father to a child with disabilities and how it's affected my life, and to be able to speak with the two of you about it, who have, Evan, you are also a father of a daughter, and Isaac, you grew up with a mother who's disabled. So I think we all have a very unique bond and common experiences, and never in my life before this have I ever had an outlet or people to talk to about it in the manner in which we do. So it's hugely, like, it's healing, I guess you could say. Yeah. And it allows me to, like, just talk about the things that I never thought I needed to, but didn't realize it until I started to. So it's amazing for me in that respect, personally. But also I think being able to talk to the world about these types of things and show people there are so many different great people and businesses and opportunities that exist for people with disabilities and the families and friends of people with disabilities is also hugely rewarding. I think it ties a lot in with what we do at Clean Logic. We want to create this model that businesses can follow to increase the employment for people with disabilities. So there's not one unique moment that was like, oh my God, it's the combination of everything and what we've done and continue to do. And I can't wait till we have 5,000 episodes.
That's awesome. All right, so what about you, man?
Yeah, no, it's a tough one. As you gave me some time to even think about it, I'm still like, where do I even begin? I think what really gets me excited is really talking about purpose. I think just through my journeys, I've met so many people that don't have purpose. And I even hear people at our company who, didn't have purpose. And they're like, wow, this is what my purpose is now. And so what we named Inspiration Foundation, because my mom was inspiring, but I think it comes down to, purpose. And I think we're really telling what purpose can do for people. And I think, it's tough. I think having, outside of my mom and, telling our story, I think it was great to have, Brady on this story and really showing what purpose can do and how you end up with a career to help, your daughter. Yeah. And I also just love Drew Davis, recently and what he stood for in so many aspects, and really giving people with disabilities that dream of, like, hey, you can make it, you can be an entrepreneur. So I think it's what we're doing. I still feel what we say in our business group, living in the gap, and entrepreneurs, we tend to never look at the successes and small wins You know, but I'm very grateful that we're at 50, but we still have so much more that we're doing and building. But I'm really, really, you know, grateful for what we've put together and accomplished so far. So what about you, Evan?
What about you?
Well, I love that, you know, this show has taken my, I feel like I'm like this emotional dad who has all these feelings about, like, you know, you're this father of this kid with a disability, and you have all these emotions, and you just want to go out and, you know, change the world, right? But you don't know what you don't know. And then you sit down with you two guys, you successful entrepreneurs, and you've introduced me to this whole other world of these really successful business people, yourselves included, who are fighting like hell for kids like ours, families like ours. That it's not just to make a successful product, but to make sure that you know, people like Sydney and can go out and find work, families, and employment, and live independent, successful lives. And the fact that you guys are going out there and fighting every single day, and bringing on people who are doing that with their full time jobs, not just like as like things that they're doing in the background, like in addition to a full time job, like that is their life's mission. And the fact that I've gotten to know these people and learn about them on this show, it's been incredibly inspiring and fulfilling and educational. It's awesome. I love that about this show. I love finding out that there are people out there that are training companies. Here's the playbook for how to bring on more people with disabilities and how to make it work, not only for them, but for your company, and how to make your company better. It's not just the right thing to do and the moral and ethical thing to do, but also it makes business sense.
It's good business.
It's good business. And it's like, that's awesome. I love that, because we've talked about this, Mike and Isaac, about, you know, falling off the cliff. What happens when your kid finishes school, right? My daughter's 10 years old. She's in fourth grade right now. We're already talking to families that are like, uh-oh, when high school's over, you know, you have them in school and there's, you know, there's a path up until high school's over. And then it's like, uh-oh, then what? Well, you guys are helping us figure out the then what. You guys are helping to put that plan in place so we know what options are out there. Like, you're helping families like mine, and in turn we get to help all the families that are out there that have no idea what lies ahead for us. You're helping us, like, realize that there's hope and options and opportunities for families like ours, for kids like ours, to have success in the real world outside of, like, the little bubbles that we've built for them. And that's amazing. I love this show for that. I love meeting all the inspirational people, and I know inspirational is a triggering word for some people, but, like, I'm inspired by the people that we've met on this show. Beatball, the episode we did on Beatball is incredible. I love that episode. What was the guy's name, Isaac, who was the coach?
Jason Frazier
is awesome. What he's doing, that he's coaching a beatball team, and the players that he pointed out, that some of whom have been blind since birth. Others, have been blinded because of, they are victims of horrific crimes, but the thing that they all have in common is that they decided that they were just going to, you know what, we're not going to let this ruin our lives. We're going to figure out ways to go out and enjoy life and seize the day and come together to play a sport that we all love. And they play beatball together, and it's incredible. And Jason is a tremendous leader in that sense. And to have him on the show, I didn't even know what beatball was until he was on the show. And now, like, I follow them on social media and I love hearing about it. And it's just an amazing thing that I've learned about. Morgan's Wonderland. The fact that we learned about Morgan's Wonderland on this show, that there is an entire community that's being built out in Texas. We had the guy who was an entrepreneur who made a bunch of money in real estate, who made millions and millions of dollars, who could have just, you know, sat and bought a yacht and sailed the world and just, you know,
he decided to build an amusement park for his daughter who's disabled.
Unbelievable. Built not only, and by the way, didn't just stop there. Built an amusement park, built an inclusive hotel,
yeah,
a sports park, a hair salon.
And now he's building the center of excellence to teach other companies on how to be accessible. So, you know, and let's not forget, you know, even our friends with Walmart and what they've been doing around accessibility. So
amazing.
I think we had a lot of great, you know, guests. I think, you know, as we take, you know, the next, let's say 50 that we're trying to focus on, you know, what do you guys think we could do better at? I think, you know, as we, you know, have been really focusing on getting, you know, our cadence down, you know, I still feel like we're still practicing and getting things going here. Like I said, at age 80 is when I will start to take a look at being a professional podcaster. So we got about another 50 years to really get this perfected, guys. So what do you think, you know, as we get things moving here, there are things that we could be, you know, doing better for our audience or we could be thinking about?
One of the things I think is I love how we feature guests on the show. And I think guests from all over the country is really helpful because there are people with disabilities, children with disabilities all throughout the country. And I think it'd be good for people to know where, you know, certain businesses or certain opportunities are geographically that might be helpful to people.
I agree. We talked to the gentleman from the university. What was his name, Isaac, that we had on a couple weeks ago?
Dr. Jeffrey Moore from Henderson Jeffrey University. Moore.
Yeah, he was amazing. And what a different experience that was talking with him. Where's Henderson University based?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. I was in South Carolina once years ago, but it's, you know, South Carolina is a radically different experience than being in Tarzana, California. You'd think, but there's a lot more in common when it comes to the disability community than there is different, right? I mean, there's, at the end of the day, it's like a lot of like-minded people that just want the best for their kids that are trying to rally together to use the resources to give these kids the best experiences and the best opportunities possible.
And I think that's what's just important is to share that knowledge.
That's right. And coming together and helping each other out. And what he's doing over there is amazing. We could use more people like him over here in Los Angeles, really. But really, I mean, it's true. I think that's a great point. You know, more people from different parts of the country is great. You know, I'd love to hear from more entrepreneurs. I love the fact that we're talking to big business people. I love that. I love that we're getting a variety of people, big business leaders, small business entrepreneurs, and everybody in between. I think I'd like to hear from more people with disabilities and hear about their experiences.
Yeah.
As agree. We move forward.
Totally agree.
So maybe that's something we focus on also.
I think that gives a different perspective also. I think our audience, there's the entrepreneur part of our audience that probably could will benefit from hearing the perspective of someone with a disability, what they navigate, things like that. If they're going to, you know, for an entrepreneur who wants to build and expand their business to begin incorporating accessibility, for sure.
Well, that's why I think I like Drew so much, just because I think he represented, you know, really all of what we're trying to talk about. So I think, you know, that's really, you know, a really important piece, you know, and I think we've had some really good conversations, you know, that I'm really proud of, that's personal, that I still feel like, you know, what is like the mental health play into this? You know, we're still talking about 1 in 4 Americans has a disability, you know, so we're trying to get, you know, some people from the NFL, we won't name teams that we're working on, but we've got some really good guests that we're trying to build around, you know, mental health. And then I think continuing to feature these larger companies that are doing, like Sephora, Meijer. So we're working on trying to bring those leaders in to really help, you know, get other leaders, you know, off the cliff of really that fence. I would say cliff, excuse me. You know, the fence of, hey, this sounds really amazing. This is really cool what you're doing. But how do, like, I really take that as a company? How do I really see that opportunity where, you know, we're hearing data around, you know, supply chain and warehouses, 100 to 150% turnover. But when you hire people with disabilities, you know, you can be anywhere from 2 to 10%. So I think I'm really proud of, you know, those, you know, conversations of bringing people in that are really leading big organizations. And then, you know, again, just how do we keep to having these great conversations to make people comfortable around, you know, the mental health. And I think even when we brought in Nikita, I learned a lot around, you know, 133 million, you know, Americans, you know, living with, you know, some type of disability that they're told to, you know, pretty much, you know, deal with it. But yeah, so I think,
I'd also be interested in, and Isaac, you got to tell me what you think about this. I think it would be interesting to hear the perspective of some of our team members that are disabled that work at CleanLogic and to hear what their experience is from a company like CleanLogic that's focused on accessibility, kind of like to hear, maybe get feedback from them directly and put it out there. What could we do better? What are the things that work? What are the things that don't work?
I mean, I love doing content with them. I mean, I would love to hear how we can improve, but when you talk to them, you know, they talk nothing but great things. And, but when I say great things, it's about how it's impacted
them.
Hey
guys, go on camera on our show and talk about the company. Yeah. Really? I swear you could say bad things.
I think that was a good one. But what I really like about what they say is they talk about how it's impacted them personally because they didn't have friends or, doing that. So I think it's really, really, you know, that's the part that I love is it's more than the job. Whereas, you know, people that don't have a disability would probably see it as a 9-to-5 and it isn't what these individuals. So we would love to feature them.
Yeah.
Because I think they'll talk more than the job. And I think that's what I love about bringing purpose to these individuals' lives, you know?
Yeah.
All right. I have a couple questions for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Because everybody knows that I like to gamble. Let's make some over under wagers for this next segment. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
How many people will I yell at for parking and disabled parking in the next batch of 50 shows? Over under is 6.
Next 50 shows, and that'll take us 15 weeks.
That's almost a full year. No,
will I yell at more than six people? 6.5
in 15 weeks. It'll take us 15.
Yeah,
give 15 to 20 weeks to do that. So almost half a year. Six and a half
is the over under. Will I yell at 6.5 people?
I'm gonna go over.
Over for sure.
That's the easiest one ever. Of course, I'm yelling at 6.
Yeah, over for sure.
No problem. All right. Next question. How many countries will Mike visit over the course of the next 50 episodes? The over under is 3.5.
I'd say.
Don't try to actually think about the schedule. Just try to.
I'm going 4.
You're going 4. All right.
4 countries in the next 4 months.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's 50 episodes is 50 weeks. 50 is 50 weeks.
We record them. Is it airing?
It's the airing of the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the airing of the episode. The next 50 weeks.
Yeah, for sure 4. Over. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And Isaac, let's see. How many I have so many that I can do here. There's too many that inside. How many text messages on Sunday nights will I get from Isaac reminding me to cut the social media clips?
What's zero.
We're moving it to Friday. All right, I got a good one. How many Inspiration Foundation events will Isaac throw over the next 50 weeks? The over under is 2.5.
Over. I say minimum 3. What do you consider an event?
An event where there are invitations that go out and people have to get together and sit for it.
Over.
And there will be a food item served.
I'm going under.
You're saying under, but I'm going over too. I don't believe that for a second.
Remember, we have Jeremy now. We have Jeremy now.
Yeah, you got Jeremy now, dude. Come on.
So
let's go. We're going over. Inspiration Foundation for the win.
Jeremy is the rocket fuel that Isaac needed from a foundation standpoint.
Yeah, we're gonna focus on this big one coming up. We got to get that.
Tell us about the big one coming up, Isaac.
Well, no, we got to go year 2 ready for Bentonville. Mm. So we got to get that up and running, back and take the momentum. So I think that's going to be the focus of making sure that we could really hit that out of the park. But yeah, there might be some other events that we're talking to, but I also, you know, we still got some focus on what we got to really do to lock down the seal, really getting the criteria, because that's where we feel our impact's going to be done. So it is going to be a juggling act, but you know, Jeremy, surprisingly, he's doing some great things where he's putting some balance, and we'll get a mix, but I'm going to go under, and then hopefully I can go over, because I do love throwing events.
I know what you're doing. You're setting the bar low so you can crush it. I know what you're doing. Anyway, yeah, exactly. Look, I just want to say that I am so grateful to be part of this team. I'm so grateful to be part of the show. This has been an awesome ride so far, and I can't wait for the next 50. Before we go, real quick, what are you the most grateful for in connection with Driven by Purpose from the first 50 episodes? Isaac, go first.
Yeah, I think it's going to be our crew that we have here. I think, you know, we're still trying to work together. We're still trying to, you know, really put this together. I mean, we're not making money on it. We're volunteering. You know, we're really putting our heart and soul into, you know, what we believe in, telling other people's stories. We're building this. And I just, I'm grateful to just be able to build something. And I can't wait to, you know, see what it looks like in a year or two. So this is the fun part of entrepreneurism, is really building something, and the people you're with right now, and we're all dedicated to what we're doing. And I'm excited to get the next 50 and really build something, because I know we definitely want to make this a paid media place where we're employing people and we are making an impact and creating awareness and what we're doing.
Mike, you're up.
Yeah, so I'd say most grateful for the crew and our shared purpose. We are all doing this because we are incredibly passionate about purpose and disability community and changing the world for people with disabilities and their families. But I'm also incredibly grateful, and we would do this no matter what, but I'm also incredibly grateful for the people that do tune in and listen and hear and share and like and subscribe, because you know, our work, you know, this show that we do, it's us talking, but the impact comes when it gets out there. So thank you to everybody who does listen and like and subscribe and share and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend.
All that good stuff. Shout out to Fred, Caitlin, Nick, his whole team, everybody who's had a role in this, Matt, everybody, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. And again, do everything Mike just said, like, subscribe, tell a friend, and we'll see you next time. Driven by Purpose.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.